Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to share some stories today with you that kind of all have a central theme dealing with medicine and medical issues. So they're all about rising above. And this first one, you know, you may have heard many times, you know, you can't do it, or you shouldn't do it, or you'll never be able to do it. Well, with all that negativity coming from other people, it's no wonder that we feel depressed or hopeless sometimes. It's bad enough that when we have to battle, you know, our own negative emotions, but when someone else comes along and tells us that we can't do something as well, it's enough to make us go out and do whatever we've been told we can't do. Or whatever we, you know, shouldn't do, what other people throw at us. There's a famous motion picture star named Gloria Swanson, and she once said, "Never say never, for if you live long enough, chances are you will not be able to abide by its restrictions. Never is a long, undependable time, and life is too full of rich possibilities to have restrictions placed upon us." There is a number of examples of people who have defied the odds and who have done the unexpected and overcome whatever appeared to be just impossible. There's this story in the news about someone named Tom Bucket, a young soccer player who crushed his skull after he fell 15 feet through a glass skylight. And he spent 2 weeks in a coma. And after waking, he realized that not only had his skull turned to mush, but he was paralyzed on one side and wasn't able to talk. So doctors told him that he would never play soccer again, but, you know, he did the unexpected. After a cranioplasty, months of rigorous physical therapy, and a whole lot of determination, this young man went and did exactly what his doctors told him he would never do again. He played soccer. Now, he has to wear a special plastic helmet whenever he plays, but he's just thrilled to be out on the field again. So along those same lines, Ian Barnes, a young man who was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, with severe Crohn's disease when he was just 10 years old. He's another survivor who really challenged the status quo. And when he was newly diagnosed, he was told that he would die because of the severity of his condition. Now, despite being plagued with uncomfortable vomiting and rapid weight loss, he never allowed his disease to define who he was, even as a young boy. And after having an IV surgically implanted in his arm to administer medicine, he indicated a very serious and dedicated exercise program. Starting at age 11, he began by doing 500 crunches and push-ups every day. Imagine that for a second. 500 crunches and push-ups every single day. At age 14, he started lifting weights. He stunned his doctors by not only surviving, but thriving as he continued to gain weight and muscle. And now at age 19, he is pursuing his life's passion of bodybuilding. So definitely, you know, changed things around from what doctors told him at first. This other person that I'm going to tell you about is a woman, a mother, who has lived with chronic pain in their right foot for the past 18 years. And you'd think that she'd be used to people telling her, you know, you really shouldn't do that or you can't do that. But she's never really accepted the word no. And time again, she defies the odds by pushing her body past the point of pain, whether she's, you know, driving or doing her own grocery shopping or cooking dinner or cleaning the house. And sometimes she just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. And her family is often the one who's trying to keep up with her. So there are a lot of well-known examples who have defied the odds, including Ludwig van Beethoven, who, despite profound deafness that began approximately 30 years prior to his death in 1827, he continued to contribute beautiful and moving compositions for listeners all over the world. Also, Helen Keller. We know of Helen Keller. She was rendered blind and deaf from meningitis as an infant. She fulfilled her dream of going to college and graduated cum laude with a Bachelor of Arts degree in 1904. And she's remembered as a prolific writer, a lecturer, and an activist. And of course, the majority of us would not have our skull smashed or write a timeless piece of classical music. For the most part, we're just happy to conquer those small and simpler aspects of everyday life we all have faced negative speak, negative talk, and we've all been told that we can't do something. How wonderful to think, you know, we can really go and do whatever we want. We can do whatever we set our minds to. Thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Or you can post on our Facebook wall, or you can give us a little hello on Twitter. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.